Hello, everyone. This is my third podcast ever. This is Gabby, or Goth Girl Gabby, or whatever you know me by. And I would just like to apologize if you hear any meows in the background. All three of the cats are in here, so they may talk, they might not. So, to begin today, today's topic is love. But before I get too deep into that, I just wanted to let you guys know, or whoever's listening, know that I've been working on a website since 3 a.m. today. And no, it is not finished, but it is coming together rather swiftly. And it's nothing too fancy or professional. You know, it's actually really fun and bright and has GIFs and images and links for you to find my Snapchat, my Facebook, my email, basically everything. I even put my voice tag list on there and what voices I'm able to do. You know, a quick bio. I even added a podcast page because recently Anchor distributed my podcast to various podcasting platforms. You know, stuff like Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, Stitches, Breaker, all types of different podcasting sites. So I'll probably put that in the description on here, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, all that good stuff. So you should be able to find it without or little to no effort. So to continue with today's podcast, this was also recommended, by the way, just like the anime and hentai. This person recommended love, and I love love. I love being in love. I love receiving love. I love the idea of love. I love giving love. It's just so great. Like, there's nothing wrong with love. It's just pure and unadulterated, and it's just love. But, you know, there's love of different things. You know, there's love of food, there's love of friends, there's love of family, there's love of a significant other, you know, there's love of your pet. You know, it's all different, but at the same time, it's still the same feelings. Like, it's like mutual respect kind of deal. You know, you trust them. You're affectionate towards them, you're honest with them, you try to take care of them in the ways you know how, you know, you try to be there for them even though you can barely be there for yourself. And I feel like that goes across the board for anything. And however, I do feel that love is becoming kind of passed around, because people will say they love each other and then not talk to each other a year from then. Not saying that they don't love each other, or maybe it died out, you know? I honestly wonder if love is something that is eternal to the day we die, or is, you know, that remains in our heart even if we don't talk to that person. Or is that the difference between real love and fake love? I just feel like the people that I personally actually love, I want them to be in my life for a long time. Some of these people I've had long arguments with, like I've ghosted on them for weeks, and you know, we're still cool. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure everyone's definition of love may be different from mine, but that's just personally how I see it. You know, I say I love everybody, but I say it as in, like, I have an unconditional love for humanity. Like, I understand that humans make mistakes. I understand that we all come from different, you know, paths of life. And I understand that our experiences are different. And I'm able to appreciate and value people without even really knowing them in that way. You know, however, that doesn't mean, you know, treat every single person nice. I'm not saying that. But does it hurt to crack a smile when you walk past somebody? No. Does it hurt to give a homeless person a honey bun? No. And these aren't saying you love them, but these are acts of compassion. These are acts of love, if that makes any type of sense. But I would have to say the most important type of love there is would probably love for oneself. Because when you love yourself, you don't settle for anything less than what you deserve. Oh goodness, that's my cat. And so when you don't settle for anything less than you deserve, that means you won't tolerate disrespect, you won't tolerate liars, you won't tolerate a lot of different things. But when you don't love yourself, it's like you're easily accepting of these things because you like the attention. You don't know what it is, because it's easier to give people love and show love when you actively love yourself. You can actively give love back when you already love yourself enough, if that makes any sense. I feel like this does make sense, but at the same time, I feel like it can be kind of confusing. I can go in circles about this all day about love. I love love. I just love everything about it. I just think that it's easier to be nicer to people and laugh with people than it is to be angry or upset or sad due to somebody else or because of somebody else. And that's all I really wanted to say on this podcast. It's easy to smile at somebody. It's easy to be nice to people. It's easy to be compassionate. And I'm not saying go around doing this to random strangers, but do be compassionate to the people that you have in your life, whether it's business, friends, whatever. Be nice, be polite, be respectful. I feel like a lot of people are getting into the habit of being rude for the sake of being rude, or just being pissy just for the sake of being pissy. And I'm not saying it's hard to be nice to everybody, and I'm not even saying be nice to everybody, but be respectful and nice to those who you think deserve it, you know? And don't go out of your way to be angry, or don't go out of your way to hurt people. There's no point. There's literally no point. You could help someone so much better, or just affect people so much differently, you know, if you're being generous, or if you're loving, or if you're kind. And maybe that's just not everybody's niche. Maybe they think loving unconditionally like that is a weakness, or maybe they think it's stupid or foolish, or, you know, and we all think differently, but that's just how I feel. You know, I feel like this world or this universe has so much to offer us, and it's just a blessing to even be on the same globe in the same vicinity with you. I don't even think people understand how rare it is to be a human. So I know I've been going in circles with this podcast, and all I'm gonna say is love yourself unconditionally. Treat others how you want to be treated. Do not go out of your way to be rude, spiteful, or violent towards people for little to no reason. It's not worth their time. It's not worth your energy or time or emotion or any of that. There's already so much hate, so much anger, and so much sadness in the world. Why would you want to add on to it? So that's all I have to say today. So thank you for your ears and your eyes and your fingers and all that good stuff. I hope you guys have an amazing Saturday. Well, today's Saturday. It might be Sunday in other countries, but I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And, you know, smile at a stranger. Give someone a compliment. Like my cat, you know, your fur looks nice today. So anyway, enjoy your day.